We're checking back in today on a story that we covered last week, the rise of concierge medicine, or direct primary care. The basic premise is this: for an annual membership fee, your primary care physician will promise you same-day appointments, eliminate copays, and spend more time with you during a visit. Dr. Asaf Bitton at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston told us more doctors are doing this because they are overwhelmed by the current system.
It has, for many doctors, started to seem like a hamster wheel where you have to run harder and harder and faster, see lots of people every day with shorter amounts of time. COVID made things much worse. They're burned out. And they're looking for ways to make the practice of primary care more doable.
Dr. Bitton is a traditional primary care doctor, and he's concerned that these medical memberships are actually making it tougher for people to get health care. Well, today, we'll hear a different view. Dr. Josh Umber is a direct primary care doc in Wichita, Kansas. Dr. Umber, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with what we just heard there from Dr. Bitton, that in many ways, primary care doctors are on this hamster wheel. They are stressed out by a model that pays doctors per visit. Would you agree that the primary care system in this country is broken?
Absolutely. I would agree with what he said, and the implications of that as well is that doctors are struggling to find a work-life balance themselves, let alone provide everything that their patients need. So you could maybe make the argument that if this was working for patients but tough on doctors, then doctors could find other solutions. But this is not working for patients, and it's not working for doctors. So I think that helps justify innovation in this space to make it better for everybody.
Okay, so in that case, why is your model, this direct primary care model or a membership model, better for your patients?
You know, I think it's better in a lot of ways. Wrapping our head around the larger problem is that we keep trying to use insurance for everything, at least in healthcare. We found a system where the majority of the need is affordable on a regular basis, and then we use the insurance as a tool for the big, rarer, scary stuff. And in healthcare, we've just made everything big and scary and expensive. So, you know, the only way to actually fix the high cost of health insurance is to put the horse before the cart and fix the high cost of care. And I think that is a solution that's uniquely available to physicians.
I hear what you're saying, but in many of these examples, you know, for instance, my doctor moved to this model and decided to charge $1,600 a year for a membership. And as we heard last week, in some cases, these memberships for very rich clients can reach something like $50,000. And many, if not most people, they can't afford either of those options.
Well, you're definitely right there, but I think that's where that's the exception, not the rule. Our prices, for example, are $10 for kids, $50, $75, or $100 per month for adults based on age only, right? So no pre-existing conditions, unlimited care, unlimited visits, no co-pays, free procedures, meds and labs up to 95%. These are all things direct care has done so that we bring the entire cost of care down and make insurance cheaper by 30 to 60%.
At what point would a patient in your practice then need insurance? Like, what don't you cover?
Really, at its core, what you need insurance for is surgeries, hospitalizations, the really big stuff. Interestingly enough, we're working on that as well. So there's very few places in medicine we can't innovate for better, faster, cheaper, easier care. It just takes a lot of teamwork from docs in the system to do that.
But until you fix the problem of costs in this country, you still have to pay a membership fee every month and your insurance premium every month. And so it doesn't help the people who can't afford healthcare, does it?
Well, I think it does because, you know, you take a person on most medicines, the direct care model, 95% cheaper than retail. And this is individual docs, not large systems, because that's the true cost of care. You know, we have over 100 medicines that would be somewhere between $4 and $8 a year. A year. Now to check your cholesterol, it's $3. to treat it, it's $3 to $5, depending on the medicine and the dose. But now insurance is a requirement of that. We don't have to have insurance to get care. And I think that's the most critical part.
As you know, one of the arguments is that if doctors are seeing far fewer patients, which they are typically in these models, that there will be more people looking for fewer and fewer doctors. Doesn't this make the doctor shortage in this country even worse than it already is?
Great question. And on its face, you would think so, because you're going from seeing nearly 2,000 patients per doctor panel down to, let's say, 600. But it's really a problem about efficiency more than the number of physicians and providers. You're actually getting more care by removing the red tape, removing the restrictions, easing that friction so that patients really do get more care more often that's more affordable.
That's Dr. Josh Umber. He is a direct primary care doctor and owner of Atlas MD in Wichita, Kansas. Thank you very much for making the case. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.